Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're listening to Gogglebox with the Two Camp Boys with the Ugly Furniture on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia. It is Chatterbox, I'd like to remind our ladies and gentlemen out there. And good evening, my love.
Good evening. That was just a little bit of a send-up to the gorgeous boys on
hide and seek.
And James, who think we're just like the two camp hairdressers on Gogglebox. The only difference would be we can't cut hair and we're not on television.
Don't have any. Thank you, James. Oh, my God. Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love.
How are you?
I'm good. Very excited about tonight's show.
Well, can I say?
Yes.
A long-time listener.
Oh.
First-time guest.
Can I say, one of our most avid listeners and most avid texters throughout the show is the gorgeous John from Burnley.
Do you know what? He never misses. I think he only missed last week.
Because he was sick.
He was sick, the poor bugger.
So forgiven.
I know, but he doesn't miss out on any show. And he was there when we were on the 11 o'clock shift. And well done, John, because that almost killed Andy and I.
Yeah, he was a hardcore fan. Not these ones that have just come in at the last minute. Now that we're on at the sparkling time of 10 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My love, tell us a little bit about what is Chatterbox?
Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the community to talk about themselves. They get to choose four songs that sum up their life, their story.
Absolutely.
And just have a bit of a chat and a bit of a laugh with you and I, basically.
Yeah, I know. We get to take over Joy's airways for an hour every Wednesday. So, my love, the first song, you always choose a cracker. What have you chosen this week?
Not really a reason. Normally there's a reason for me to pick something. With this one, there really isn't, other than the fact that I heard it the other week on Joy driving to work.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It's by a local Melbourne artist.
Yeah.
She was on The Voice or Australia's Got Tonsillitis, one of those hideous shows. her name's Kat Torres. She's a great singer. It's a fabulous song. The production's fabulous. The song is called Easy to Say Goodbye. And this is our first track tonight on Chatterbox. You're listening to Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. Listen to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. And that was our first song of the night, which was Kat Torres with Easy to Say Goodbye. Now, she's a local Melbourne girl.
Oh, really?
I don't know anything about her, really. I just like that song.
It's actually a bit of a fun song.
Oh, it's a really good one. I've been giving it a fairly good thump lately on my iPod.
Do we have a question tonight, my love?
Well, we do, because our guest that we're going to introduce in just a second loves his TV, as do you and I. And we just would like to know, for our listeners out there, what's your favourite, either your favourite TV show of all time or your favourite TV show at the moment that you're loving that you just can't not watch.
You can't get enough of.
Yeah.
So. I think for you and I, it's two at the moment, which I think we're a bit torn over. First one is Celebrity Brother UK.
Yeah, I can't stop watching that.
You cannot stop watching it. And probably the second one's probably more of a, I don't know if it would be Broadchurch season two.
Yeah, oh no, that's super good.
Yeah, but then like Looking comes in season two. Pretty. Oh no, I'm enjoying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's probably more your thing than mine. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Hey, enough of the chatter.
It's not about us, Brett.
It's not about us, Andy. Who is it about?
It's about our gorgeous, gorgeous guest tonight, who's long-time listener.
First-time guest.
It's the wonderful John Oliver from Burnley.
Yay!
Chatterbox John evening, Oliver.
Oh, John, welcome to Joy.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, now, darling, I think there's only been one week, which you talked about last week, where you weren't well, so you couldn't listen in, but you did listen into the podcast.
I did. I missed out on Nina last week, but I listened to the podcast. I was a bit disappointed because I didn't get to listen live, but, you know, I love the show.
Hopefully this week will make up for it.
Well, yeah, I'm actually here.
Absolutely.
This is where the magic happens.
Well, we could call it magic. Some people might.
So you've been listening to us now for, what, 6 months? How long have we been on air, Brett?
Oh, my God, we've been six on months? Air just over 6 months, my love.
Yeah, pretty much from day one, when you did Midnight Summer.
When that's
you're
right.
You're on the 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
John, do you miss that segment?
I do.
I do as well, John.
I do. And I was going to put a Donna Summer classic in tonight, but I thought you'd used them all up.
Pretty much. Yeah,
can I say?
Even Donna at the end of 12 weeks was like, enough.
And she's dead. She wasn't recording anything new.
There's surely got to be back catalogue somewhere.
Has there been any guests or segments on the show or moments that you've really enjoyed? Because we do like getting some feedback here at Chatterbox.
Pump our tires up, John. Yes, just pump our
tires up. Well, all the guests have been fantastic. Like, they've all been individual, unique. They've all had their own story. No one's serious. Everyone has a laugh. And that's what I love about the show. It's like there's no holes barred.
No. Well,
no. Those are off. There's only the two bad words that no one's allowed to say.
Yes. And I've been prepped about that earlier.
And no one's ever said them.
Can I say it's not Tony Abbott?
No. Can I say when the music's on and the mics are off, it's like a Tourette's workshop in here. But on air, we tend to be pretty good.
It's a struggle some weeks.
It is. Look, I'd have to say probably the favourite guest, and that's only recently, was Harry. She was amazing.
My gorgeous Welsh girl. Wasn't she just cracking?
I know.
Now, generally, you hear her on late nights, 10 o'clock on Thursdays, mm-hmm. and also she does
Tuesday. Fast and the Frivolous with Jono.
Thank you. And she was a fabulous guest.
Oh, she was. But as I said, all your guests are fantastic. And it's just the best era of radio going around.
Oh, God, John. I love you.
That might have to be a catch line for us for in our next promo. So.
It really might. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later about your deep love of TV because we all love TV.
Yes. Oh, my God. I am a closet retro Aussie classic. Prisoner number 96. Sons and Daughters.
Oh, my God. Sons and Daughters.
No, and that's the thing. They don't make it like they, you know.
I might quiz you on some lesser known or lesser successful Australian TV shows, which generally didn't get past the first season. Now, John, don't jump the gun here.
Okay.
We might have to do that a little bit later on in the show. But we are asking the question of our listeners, are we not?
Absolutely. Either what's your current TV, favourite TV show, or what is your favourite TV show of all time? Because there will be an awful lot of chit-chat about TV tonight, just because we love it, John loves it.
Look, we haven't done a telly episode.
I've been hanging out for one.
Tonight might be it.
It is.
Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy and our very special guest, John of Burnley, only on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, John Oliver, on Joy 94.9.
I know. Now, John.
Yeah, us.
We hear that you've got a bit of a shout out.
Well, I do. I have two, actually.
If I'm it's only an hour show, John.
Well, didn't you hear?
I was going to say, John, it's not the deli counter at the supermarket.
Going to take a ticket. Okay, so the first one is a happy birthday.
Oh, lovely!
And that's happy birthday to my dear friend Declan. I've known him for nearly 18 years.
Oh, happy birthday, Declan.
Happy birthday, Declan.
Yes, and the second one is to a work colleague, Kristen. She is actually going on maternity leave very shortly. She's having a baby girl.
Oh, lovely.
So I said I'd give a shout out.
Did everyone know that she was having a baby girl, John?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes,
I just hope you didn't spill the beans
and
there too soon.
And I suppose because this is not telethon.
Yeah. No. I'll donate $100 more.
Oh, my God. My love, we do have a live shout-out.
We
so
do. We've got a question for tonight, which is, what's your favourite TV show of all time, or what is your current favourite TV show? And we've had a message from the gorgeous SG, yes. And we know who this person is, and it says, yes. Hello, boys. Bring out the debutantes and charity galas. Mine has to be Gossip Girl, Erin G.
Look.
Which is gorgeous, because Erin G is a man who turned 40 last week, so
yeah.
happy birthday and happy inappropriate viewing.
XOXO. Now, John.
Yes.
Part of Chatterbox is we get our wonderful guests to come in and tell us their life through song and chat. And then we always start this segment with going back in time, don't we, my love?
Absolutely. And look, we had a chat earlier in a lovely wine bar up the road because you and I had never met.
No, it's been a pleasure.
You've moved around a bit.
Oh, I have. Yeah,
but let's go right back to your original origins. Where did you hail from originally?
Okay, so that was a lovely place called Gosford in the central coast of New South Wales.
Ah, fabulous.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent a couple of years there, grew up, and then Dad, he worked in a coal mine in the Hunter Valley.
Yep.
Yeah.
And commuting from Gosford up to Maitland every day was a bit of a...
Yeah, get on your nerves.
Yeah.
So Mum and Dad decided to pack up and...
4 hours in a car to spend 8 hours undergrounded with in reasonably quick.
Yes. So they decided to move up to Maitland, and that's where I spent the majority of my school years. So I did primary school, high school there. It was a rural town.
Yeah.
So it was, you know.
How many people in the town?
Oh, there was, I'd say, probably 150,000. So
oh,
it was,
so it's decent.
It's a decent size, yeah. But...
It's not a town. It's not. It's a city. It's a small city.
Absolutely. But it's still
a principality, Brett.
No, that's Monaco, my love.
But it's still small enough for everyone to know everyone.
Oh, I could imagine. Yeah. I could imagine. Bush Telegraph.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The good thing is with Maitland, it was probably a 2.5-hour train ride to Sydney.
Yeah.
And I think when I was about 13 onwards, nearly every weekend, I'd be on that train down to Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved the city.
You just love the city?
Yeah, loved the train ride down there. Yeah. You go through the Hawkesbury River, it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And every weekend, I used to just look forward to it.
What was it about the city, though? It's
just the atmosphere, everything. It was like, because obviously coming from Maitland, where it was just, nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I love Melbourne now.
Yeah.
And I've always loved the city. A lot of people I would never live in a city. You know, they prefer the rural area.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't wait to get out of there. As soon as I finished high school, I packed up the Commodore.
Drove down.
Commodore, VL Commodore. And drove down and I shacked up with my auntie and cousins for a while.
Whereabouts in Sydney?
They lived in... they started off in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Then they moved to Minchinbury, which is Blacktown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're sort of Western Sydney.
Yeah.
But I still say Sydney.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, well, it is part of Sydney, John,
it
still.
It is.
Do you know what's funny?
Vegas of the West.
Yeah. isn't that the tagline of the Rudy Hill
it
RSL?
Is. And they wanted their own postcode, too.
I just still love the name Rooty Hill. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's so Australian. It's rude and quite camp.
It is. Good old Rooty Hill.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, John.
Yes?
Your first track of the night.
Is a pearler.
It's a girl group.
It is.
I've got a massive, massive crush on girl groups, particularly 60s girl groups.
Yes.
What is your first track and why did you choose it?
Okay, so my first track is Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. I know. I love
this. This is a classic.
Yeah. It is. I love the revving of the motorcycle in the song. And
is she really going out with him?
By the way, where'd you meet him?
We've got friends that we ask that of constantly. Yeah.
But can I tell you, this song, originally in 1964 by the Shangri-Las,
yes.
It's been covered by Bette Midler
Twisted Sister, mm-hmm. The Carpenters, yeah. as well as Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And Julian Clary.
Oh, yes. Wow. He did one as well.
So what was it really about this song? It's because it is a...
It is. It's
an old
oldie.
It's older than you are.
I know.
Yeah, much.
It is. But it's the first sort of song I remember listening to, because when I was young, I would play Mum and Dad's vinyl records till the cows came home.
Yeah.
And I played them so much that Dad actually had to take them to the tip.
Why?
And throw them out.
Because they scratched them.
Scratched them.
Oh, God.
And
no.
I remember driving up there with him and throwing the box of records over the cliff face.
Yep.
And I'm like, and now I'm just thinking, because they're worth a fortune.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but that's the, I enjoyed it. I played them to death. I loved the music. And I still do. And, you know, that's probably where I get my music influence from.
And I think we were talking earlier, there are some songs that I hear that I grew up with on vinyl that just don't sound the same without that crackle.
No, without the crackle. Yeah. Exactly. No CD or MP3. Well,
I can't remember if this one does have the crackle or not, but here are the Shangri-Las.
Enjoy.
Oh, there she is.
Let's ask her now. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today? Mm-mm. By the way, where'd you meet him?
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, John Oliver, on Joy 94.9. We were just talking while that song was on. When Julian Clary did a version of this back in the late 80s, there was the line in it where it's like, is he meeting you from school today? And Julian Clary said, no, he's not. I'm 33 and a man.
Oh, my goodness. Now, whilst the Shangri-Las were taking us back down to meet the leader of the pack, we've had a few more messages in, and tonight we're asking everyone, what is their favourite TV show? My love.
Yes.
First message. We have a doppelganger.
We do. We've had a very special one, because our guest tonight, John Oliver, is also known as one of our favourite people that text in every week without fail.
John of Burnley.
And this message says, I'm also John from Burnley, and it's turned out that it's your housemate.
It is. I know exactly who this is.
And he says, I was addicted to The Real Housewives of Melbourne, and I watched the whole season one on Foxtel Go. And the next message says, in one day.
Yes. It's become very addictive in the household. Oh,
I love cramming a TV show. Love it.
We both do. Now, the next message is from my darling mother. Hi, boys. Missed you last week as I went to see Susie Quattro. She still rocks. Do you know what? Old rockers don't die. They just rust, don't they?
Oh, they die eventually.
My mother's favourite show is Countdown, which also rocked, which leads on to the next message from Scotty, my love.
It does. Now, Scotty, again, is one of our most avid listeners, and we love Scotty because he's always there for us, texting every week. And it says, hi, lovelies. My fave TV show growing up was Countdown with Molly. Also, it was the first way I saw Madonna and Holiday. You love Madonna, Scotty.
Speaking of another one's friends, and now we've got a Mark from Burnley who says, shows I can watch on repeat, Star Trek and the Golden Girls, and shows I can't wait for, Game of Thrones and RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
John from Burnley is cracking me up. Mark from Burnley. Could he be another flatmate?
I think he could be. This is fantastic. Thank you.
We love friends who support us.
Burnley posse, isn't it?
It is. Now, we don't like to say Richmond. We like to say Burnley.
Burnley. Oh, yes. Now, absolutely.
John from Burnley, before we played your first track, which was Leader of the Pack, mm-hmm. which we all loved. You were talking about the fact that you moved up to Sydney reasonably young.
Mm-hmm.
So how long were you in Sydney for?
I was in Sydney probably about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I got a transfer with work. I worked at Big W retail store, and I got transfer with that. The only sort of drag was driving an hour to work every day. So I drive from Liverpool or Blacktown to North Ryde.
Yeah, yeah.
It's and a bitch to get around Sydney.
That's what I love about, again, down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like, the transport here, the roads, everything is just, you know, so much different. Because when I first moved down here, I thought, oh, it's going to be like Sydney.
Yeah.
But no way.
Not for transport. It is much easier getting around town here. Mm. Sydney is, it is. It's difficult.
It is. But I loved Sydney and, you know, I went out and toured the scene. So the midnight shift, Stonewall.
Yeah.
You know, that got interest all that. No, I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Yeah. Never been to a Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Which is, I've always wanted to, but. Even with the Pride Festival that was on Sunday.
Did you go?
No, because I was still recovering from the flu.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go, but again, that'll be next year. But I did go to Midsummer, my first Midsummer.
Oh, same, we went, and we'll have a rant about that. If not this week, we'll have a rant about it next week, because spiteful
chickens. Well, we can actually have a rant about it now, my love.
Well, let's do that, because...
Okay, so this is the rant. Right. So Midsummer, it was published that it was only for, it had the record attendance, which is awesome that the community got out in force. And they had the lowest per head
donations,
10 cents.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we were having lunch with friends the other day and we said, well, look, Andy and I always contribute. You know, we always, there's collectors, they give you the sticker. And a friend of ours said, oh, I put $10 in. Someone else said, well, I put $20 in. And Andy and I were like, well, we put at least 10 bucks in ourselves.
Yeah, I put $10 in too.
And I just think, how many people didn't even put in a cent? Mm.
So all we're saying is if your average contribution was 10 cents and there were enough swishy queens sitting there on Ralph Lauren picnic blankets, pull your finger out, gays, because if you don't donate, those events don't happen.
You don't support the community, there won't be a community.
So for those of you that donated, thank you very much. It was a great day. For those of you that didn't, feel deep, ugly shame.
Feel shame.
But anyway, John.
Yeah. That was our rant. Thank you. Thank you for listening, Melbourne.
So you left Sydney.
I did. And the only reason I did is because I met a fella.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I did the cardinal sin and moved in with him ASAP.
Yep.
Right.
And he took me to the cleaners.
Oh, no.
So, like, the rent and everything was in his name.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he didn't pay it. And then I'm like, well, if we get evicted, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm the one, like, running around like a headless chook, trying to find money.
And trying to sort things out.
Yeah, because I said to him every week, I said, oh, what's happening with the rent? Oh, it's all good. But nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And, it came to the stage where I was running out of money. The car I had was a Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah.
The alternator went on it, one thing after another.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't do this. Yeah.
And Sydney's not a cheap city to live in either.
It's not. And the only option I had to was to go back home.
Yeah.
However, speaking of TV shows, I would only do it after I went on Wheel of Fortune. And my wish came true.
So,
well, I'm glad that we got some sort of pot at the end of the rainbow then.
We did.
Because I was a little bit worried.
It was looking
and
a bit
I lost
great.
My car and I didn't know. And I was like, oh, God. Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, I heard that you sort of won.
How did it go? So, I won one of the rounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the option I had was a collection of books, Venetian blinds, or Dr. Luen skincare.
Did you get the skincare?
I did.
Yeah.
Can I say,
that was the best of those three.
If you were just about to move, the blinds might have not been a good option.
No.
And and what did you say? You gave it to your mum?
I did.
Oh, John. That's really nice.
Yeah, she was over the moon.
Oh, bless.
It was the last round.
Yes.
I was in the lead.
It was the trip to Fiji or Dunk Island that was up for?
It was to go for a car. Even better.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, whenever I watched it, it was always a deep fat fryer and a jaffle maker. Yeah.
I always remember in the 80s, there was always the trip to Dunk Island. Everyone was going to Dunk Island. So it was a car that you were playing for.
Pretty much.
What happened?
So nerves got to me. I was in the lead. I had like $800-$900 in front. And I'm like, I'm going to win this.
Yeah.
So I spun the wheel and I'm like, can I have a T? And I had to say it because T, the guy before me, already said it and there was no T.
Oh,
no.
And I even knew what it was. And,
and if you guess that, you can't guess then once you...
No, if I say...
It's too late.
Yeah, exactly. It's even though it's not recorded live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you say it, you say it.
Yep.
But that's part of the... You know, when you're sitting at home and you're yelling at the TV screen, they've already said that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
That was that moment.
When you're there, it's so much different. But, you know, I had fun and I can say I've been on Wheel of Fortune. And the thing is, there's no game shows now. The only game shows are... you know, Hot Seat and Million Dollar Minute.
And so, your mother's got skin like a 5-year-old now because of all that Dr. Scare, that lovely
exactly,
skin care.
It lasted her years.
Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy with our special guest, John of Burnley, only on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, John Oliver, a.k.a. John from Burnley, on Joy 94.9. Now, we're at the halfway mark of the show. We literally are. Yes. It's 10:31 and 39
That's
seconds.
That's half an hour just flies by.
Oh, doesn't John.
It? It does.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. It's like 10 minutes into it.
So quickly.
No, it goes.
Now, for people that have just tuned in, we are a late night talk show where we bring in a member of the community to talk about themselves. They get to choose 4 songs and just have a bit of a yarn with you and I, really.
Absolutely. And we're asking, because John's a bit of a TV buff, would you say, John?
TV buff.
TV show buff. We're asking our beautiful Joy listeners tonight, what's your favourite telly show of all time or even just of what is popular now? We've had a couple more shout-outs, my love.
We have. Had one from Elliot in Camberwell saying his favourite show is 30 Rock. Ain't no party like a Liz Lemon party. Can't go wrong with a little bit of 30 Rock. Can I say, Elliot, I love 30 Rock, and I thought season 7, which was one of the most underrated seasons, was actually one of the best. So if you haven't seen it, go back and watch it, everybody. It's hilarious.
Hey, and now Scotty's come back with another question. He's going, yes, I do love Madge. Even though she won't come to Oz, she's driven by money and now richer than Paul McCartney, much to the chagrin of Elton John. I don't think she cares.
I've heard
Elton.
She may be coming over for Mardi Gras.
Oh, well, don't start a rumour.
I've heard...
You heard it first on Joy.
From somebody very close to Madge.
Heard it first on Chatterbox at Joy, John. Get it right. True. If you're going to do a promo, get it right, mate.
Now, John, big part of Chatterbox is you get to choose songs. We played your first song earlier, which was Leader of the Pack, Shangri-Las.
Yes.
What's your second song and why did you choose it?
Okay, so my second song, I originally wanted an ABBA song.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, excuse me, I just thought, no, it's a bit mainstream. So I actually went for a Boney M. classic, Mar Baker, and Mark, who just texted in, he'll enjoy this. He'll enjoy this song very much. Now, ABBA had the lyrics and the music, but Boney M had the
melodies.
Beat.
Exactly. Oh, talent. Record sales.
Exactly. So I think Boney M was their cousin.
They're German cousins.
That's
yes.
it, German yeah. cousins.
They didn't do bad. They sold their fair share of records in the 70s.
They did.
Midnight Flight to Venus is one of my favourite albums, but this is from Love for Sale, from their 1977 album, Boney M with Mar Baker.
Ma Baker.
You're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Rhett and Andy and our special guest, John of Burnley, only on Joy 94.9.
Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, John from Burnley on Joy 94.9. And that was John's second track for the night.
Oh, John, classic disco. Loved it.
Yes.
Mar Baker from Boney M.
Now, John, from the same era, I think you might be able to guess this, but we'll just, we'll play it anyway. Let's see.
Oh, I know that. That's a classic Aussie intro.
And what would it be, John?
It's number 96.
Number 96. Back in the 70s. 1972. The sexy 70s.
Yeah, it was the night Australian TV lost its virginity.
Yes. Now, what's probably some of the highlights of the show? There was the bomb.
Yes, the bomb blast.
The panty strangler.
The pantyhose murderer.
Yes. Yep.
And the knicker sniffer.
The knicker sniffer.
Yeah.
My goodness. And, you know, all set in a very posh suburb of Sydney, Willara. The building's still there.
It is.
But, John, I know that you know a lot of good and well-known Australians, but I want to take you back. Do you remember a show called Arcade?
That is funny, because I was actually going to earlier, when you said about what Aussie shows wouldn't have made the cut.
Yes.
First one I would have said would have been Arcade.
So the same producers of Number 96, mm-hmm. which went for around 7 or 8 years?
Yeah, well, yep. Yeah, 1972 to 78.
And they came back with, we've got the next Number 96 back in 1980 with Arcade. It was going to be set at a shopping centre in Sydney. It was the crappiest.
It was.
Worst television show. The sets. People didn't know their lines. It was just dreadful.
But don't you think that adds to it? We were talking today at work and somebody was saying that they love Wentworth, and Wentworth, a reboot of Prisoner.
Wow.
Which is great. And I think it's one of your favourites, isn't it?
It is. But the Prisoner, you can't touch the classic.
Because you've got the box set.
I do. Yeah. I have all Prisoner episodes on DVD. There's 693 episodes.
Oh, my God.
And there is that many DVDs. It comes in a huge, like, a briefcase.
Yeah.
And my flatmates at home, when they saw it, they're like, is that your drag queen makeup case?
So what is it that you loved about Prisoner? Because it's one of my favourites. I was talking to one of the guys at work, and it's one of my absolute favourites, and I've watched it 3 times from beginning to end.
Yeah, but you were saying earlier.
But what is it that you love about it?
It was groundbreaking. It was like it was 79 onwards, and they tackled issues, lesbianism, suicide, everything.
Yep.
And other programs wouldn't touch. And sure, the acting wasn't the best. And the sets were a bit wobbly. You know, they go and open a door and the whole wall would just shake.
Yeah, that's what used to make me laugh, particularly when they did like an escape or a breakout episode. It was just a little bit like, everything's made of cardboard.
Exactly.
My favourite Hal Lizzie was, you bloody damn. But Sheila Florence mm-hmm. was quite grand.
She was.
And they were all, Val Lehman was quite grand.
Now,
as
she
well.
Used to come into, well, I used to work in a well-known department store. And she used to come in and overuse the perfumes.
Really?
Yeah. So B. Smith would come in and she wasn't rough at all. She was terribly proper. And she would say, does anyone have any urgent on the horn?
Well, it was funny because about 10 years ago, I was watching an English episode of Antiques Roadshow.
Yes. And she was on
she
it.
She was on
was
it.
Was she?
Yes.
Was she
Tony
blocking?
Told us about it. And was it a statue or a painting?
A painting, yes. And I saw it and I'm like, that's B. Smith. And obviously they didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
It was just amazing to see her. But the only downside is, like, being in Melbourne now, I haven't had the opportunity to meet or even see any of the cast.
You need to meet a friend of mine, Roz.
Yes.
Who is an avid Prisoner fan, mm-hmm. because she's met them all. And she bumped into, there was a photo on Facebook of her the other day. She was on waiting to catch a tram in Toorak Road. And she bumped into Erica Davidson.
You're kidding.
She's still alive.
Oh, yes. And she doesn't look bad, actually.
Oh, good on her. I loved
Roz,
her.
Like,
yeah. Erica Davidson's office.
abducting Erica Davidson on Toorak Road.
Oh, I would have definitely got in photobomb that.
Now, John, if you'll notice in the Prisoner episodes, obviously it was filmed at Channel 10 Nutterwadding.
Mm-hmm. In, right? The canteen.
In the canteen. You'll actually see a lot of local sites. A lot of, they filmed for the courthouse scene. They used to use the old Paran courthouse.
Yes, they sure did.
And you'll see like some shots of St Kilda, and it's great because it's a real snapshot of the late 70s, early 80s of Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently watching an episode and they had a shop front of an art studio and it was in Hawthorne.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like down the road. I'm like, wow. But again, that's probably another reason why I love Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's watching Prisoner and the first couple of episodes where they had the picture of Flinders Street.
Yeah.
With Peter DiPano.
Yeah.
Walking out of Flinders Street. You know, I'm just like, wow, that's just pure Melbourne.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy of Chatterbox, which is also Pure Melbourne, with our special guest, John of Burnley, only on Joy 94.9.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, John from Burnley, on Joy 94.9.
Now, John, you were talking about Melbourne. And this leads into the next song, which is a classic Skyhook song with This Is My City.
Yes. Pure Melbourne again. Skyhooks are a Melbourne band. Even in their songs, you know, there was Toorak Cowboy.
Yep.
A lot of Melbourne suburb names. But the song is fantastic. It just sums up what I feel at the moment, that Melbourne is my city. I didn't grow up here. I didn't originate from here.
Yep.
It's funny because on Monday I celebrated being here for 2 years. It's my second anniversary in Melbourne.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I love it and I would never look back.
And look, I Facebook stalked you the other night and you truly do love Melbourne because you do so much and I've seen so many places you visited and posted and it was so gorgeous to see. So happy second anniversary.
Well, thank you. And I, you know, this year I've already been to the tennis. As I said, went to my first midsummer. It was funny because I come into work the next day and Brett looked at me and I looked like a red lobster.
I'm surprising you're not choosing Rock Lobster by the B-52s, but instead, it's the Skyhooks. Ooh, get those flares and stack heels happening.
This is my city. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest John on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, John from Burnley, a.k.a. John Oliver, on Joy 94.9.
Yes.
And that was John's third track for the night, which was This Is My City by Skyhooks.
Yes.
Which was all about living in Melbourne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Oh, it's a classic. And I think it came from the album Straight in a Gay, Gay World.
Oh, really?
It did. And that was just coincidental. I only found that out recently. So, you know, more reasons why.
Now, my love, we've had some fantastic messages because we've been asking our listeners tonight, what is your favourite TV show of all time? What's the next message?
We've had a lovely one from my darling friend Karen, who I've been friends with since I was 12, 13. We grew up in the UK together. And and she says, hi, guys, enjoying the chat tonight. Hard question, but I'm plumping for Dallas or French and Saunders. I'm stuck in the 80s. The weird thing is I spent all of the 80s with this girl, and I don't ever remember watching Dallas or French and Saunders with her.
Oh, Kaz. Kaz. He's a worry sometimes. Now, my love, what is this part? What is this time for?
It's out of the
show?
Box, Brett. Out of the box. Out of the box.
This is where I'm going to get grilled.
This is where we strip you naked. Ooh, emotionally. No,
figuratively, John.
So,
figuratively.
John from Burnley, obviously TV and movies are a big part of your life.
They are.
What's the worst one that you love? The dreadful one, the shaming one?
Okay. Well, another flatmate is Cassie, and she's going to hate me for this, but Pitch Perfect.
No, we love it.
No, that's a great film.
She's made me watch it 5 times.
I love it.
And we're going to watch it again before the next one comes out.
I like the little silent Asian girl. She's my favourite. The one who just doesn't make the sound. It's just
it is a good movie, but it's.
What is her name, the Australian actress?
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
She's a classic.
God, she's a pisser.
What's her name? Fat something in it.
Fat Amy.
Fat Amy.
I even know the character.
And Pitch Perfect 2 is out in May, June.
Oh, look.
Yes.
Sounds like another classic.
And it said, the pictures are back. That's the tagline for
it. The pictures are back.
Yeah.
Next question, my love.
What's the most embarrassing song that you have in your music collection?
Okay. It would have to be Agadoo by Black Lace.
Yes, this is the second time this has come up.
Yeah, it's so corny. It's so cool. I should have actually put it on my playlist for tonight.
What I can't believe is it actually made it to Australia. I really find, because it was such a filthy British. The Brits were ashamed of it. It just...
No, but it was that novelty thing that I think Australia didn't get all the novelty. Like, we got the Macarena.
Oh, we dodged a bullet.
Agadoo was one of them as well. The Birdie Dance was another.
The Nutbush.
But that wasn't... That was at least a song by Tina Turner.
I think the Australians made it the dance, though, because I've never seen that dance anywhere else in the world.
Really?
That's true,
so I think it's an Aussie dance.
I won a prize for it not long ago. I actually went... I went to a friend's trivia night, and you know how they do the spot prizes?
Yeah.
And like, okay, everyone get up, we're going to do a dance. And it was a Nutbush. And I'm like, get up there, and I think I won a box of Tim Tams or something.
Oh, John. Oh, my love. Next question for John.
Last but not least, John from Burnley, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
Okay, it would be a tragic 80s wardrobe malfunction happy pants.
my worst.
Yeah, I had like 4 or 5 pairs.
For the listeners at home, what are happy pants?
They're long pants and they're just like...
Where's the crutch? Where's the crutch, John?
Yeah.
It's down near your ankles, isn't it?
It is. But and they were just revolting. But at the time, they were the... And being, you know, 9 or 10, I'm like, Mom, I've got to have them. And yeah, I don't have any pictures of them, thank God, but... I just remember.
Do you know what? I think your mother needs to hunt around because I reckon there's a hidden pick.
Can I say
when I see one on Facebook tomorrow?
When I first moved to Melbourne, I went on a date with a super super handsome guy that was grey haired. Yes. It's a little bit in my brain memory, right. A bit Omar Sharifi. Turned up and picked me up in a Jag.
Oh,
and we went
sounding
for a really
good
nice
so far, isn't it, John?
This is just great. Really nice guy. Tick. Second date.
Happy pants.
Get out. Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
There was no third date.
I know. Thank goodness I came around and saved him from it. My goodness.
Just speaking of that, I remember the episode, the show you're talking about, how you went to that guy's house and he put Christmas in July on for you.
Oh, yes.
That was hilarious. Yes.
Well, I wasn't sure what that was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a GIMP thing, but it turned out to be Christmas decorations all year round.
Oh, well, you've got to take it where you can, can't you, my love?
You sure do.
Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy and our special guest on Chatterbox called John of Burnley. I've really screwed that up. Wow. I now enjoy 94.9.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, John from Burnley, John Oliver, on Joy 94.9.
John, you've been quite the marvellous guest this
evening. I have had a ball of a time. I can't believe it's 4 minutes to 11. I thought we were only 20 minutes into the show.
Flies by.
It is. And I'm glad I'm here. And when I'm listening in the next couple of weeks, I'll know the setup.
Absolutely.
And I would love to come back one day.
Please come back.
Because we've only touched the surface.
Absolutely.
We have.
This is just a entree.
Oh, right. Well, we can't wait for main course.
Not even that, maybe just a canapé.
Hey, speaking of main course, your last song of the night.
It's pretty groovy.
Yeah, what is it, John?
Okay, it's all about the bass. It's I just love it at the moment. It's catchy, it's quirky, it's funky. It's my now song.
It's your now song.
It is.
It's a good choice for now. My love, any final words tonight?
Just a big thank you to John from Burnley. You've been a delightful guest. And pleasure. It was lovely to meet you because it's the first time we've actually met.
I know, and this is fantastic.
So thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And thanks everybody for listening and texting in. And we will hear you next week.
And good night, Australia. All right, junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.